It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. As you've been hearing, demonstrations over the death of George Floyd, a black man killed by police in Minnesota, devolved into chaos last night in cities across the country and here in New York City, with hours of violent clashes between police and protesters. WNYC's Gwen Hogan was at the Barclays Center, and she joins us now by Skype. Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning.
Dozens, perhaps hundreds, were arrested last night. We're still waiting for specifics from the police. What more do we know?
Yes, activists have said more than 200 people were arrested, but police have not confirmed this. They're saying dozens, but we're likely to know more about that soon. My colleagues and I easily saw more than 100 people arrested. Police say police officers and civilians were injured throughout the course of the night, though not critically. We also do not have a specific count on injuries yet. And police were using force en masse in a way that I have not seen before at a protest here in New York City, violently shoving protesters to the ground, using batons and mace on protesters.
The protests began in Lower Manhattan yesterday afternoon, and then some marched into Brooklyn to the Barclays Center, where you were on the scene. And then what happened?
Right. There were hundreds of demonstrators gathered peacefully outside Barclays. They were met by hundreds of police officers in riot gear, and tension was mounting as the crowd grew. Protesters set off fireworks, threw water bottles at police, and the NYPD responded by forcing their officers into the public plaza to start dividing up the group using pepper spray, riot shields, batons. I spoke to Assemblywoman Diana Richardson, whose eyes were puffy and red from pepper spray.
We're not here to fight. We have suffered enough abuse. We have suffered enough by law enforcement around this country, only to come out here and peacefully protest to have our rights violated by the NYPD.
She was saying they were peacefully protesting when police started to use force against protesters, and State Senator Zelnor Myrie said he was also pepper sprayed and handcuffed.
And Gwen, the NYPD was using MTA buses to transport arrested demonstrators?
Yeah, they were arresting people near Barclays, then marching them down Flatbush Avenue and putting them into MTA buses. But the Transit Workers Union said its members should refuse to transport the protesters. Hundreds of demonstrators stayed around the Barclays Center, and then all these other splinter groups that were forced out of the plaza fanned out across the borough, with little standoffs occurring throughout the evening and into the morning.
Okay, and then some protesters marched from there to Fort Greene?
Right. And that's where some of my Gothamist colleagues were over there. And that's where some of the most dramatic images and video of the evening have emerged. You've seen maybe the protesters smash the windows of a police van and then lit it on fire right in front of the park there. There was a tense standoff at a police precinct nearby, and really disturbing videos of protesters being shoved by police, one getting sideswiped by a police vehicle. One woman was violently shoved by an officer and landed on her head, smashing it against a sidewalk.
What have the mayor and the police commissioner said about what happened?
The mayor was at Barclays last night talking with the police commissioner about how to de-escalate the situation. He didn't talk to press, but he tweeted that he never wanted to see another night like this in New York City. He's expected to address the public later this morning, and we know there are more protests planned throughout the area today. We'll be watching those as well.
Okay. Gwen Hogan, a reporter in the WNYC newsroom, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.